CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
West Grey Mayor Kevin Eccles is expected to speak shortly on the removal of inpatient beds from the Durham Hospital. West Grey has a special council meeting scheduled to start at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Among the agenda items is a presentation from Eccles. This meeting follows an announcement last week that the South Bruce Grey Health Centre will transfer 10 beds to other hospital sites in June, leaving Durham with limited inpatient services. A public meeting has also been called for May 7th at the Durham Community Centre. Mental Health Matters Wingham is hosting a mental health first aid training course this weekend, completely free of charge. Shannon Mercer, founder of the organization, says you will learn how to help someone experiencing a mental health crisis.
It's like with physical first aid, you administer that to an injured person before medical treatment can be obtained, right? And so with mental health first aid, it's similar in the way that somebody who's delivering it is giving mental health first aid support and treatment until proper and appropriate treatment can be found or until the crisis has been resolved.
If you're interested in registering for the two-day training, you can email mentalhealthmatterswingham@gmail.com. More details are available on our website. The Owen Sound Attack aren't going anywhere anytime soon. The OHL team has secured a new 10-year lease agreement with the City of Owen Sound for the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center, which the team will continue to call home. A release from the team states the new lease kicks in tomorrow, and the agreement has an option for a 5-year extension if the city and club wish to exercise that option. The agreement will also have the Attack contribute more than $500,000 to future capital needs at the Bayshore Community Center over the term of the 10-year lease. Ontario's police watchdog says an infant is among the four people killed in a crash involving multiple police vehicles Monday night in a town east of Toronto. The Durham Regional Police Service says officers were responding to a robbery call in Clarington when they began pursuing a suspect driving the wrong way in the eastbound lanes on a busy stretch of highway. The Special Investigations Unit says the crash happened on Highway 401 in Whitby. Investigators did not provide further details on the identity of the victims or the circumstances surrounding the crash. Animal advocates are celebrating after parts of a controversial Ontario agriculture law that made it illegal to get a job on a farm under false pretenses to expose conditions inside were deemed unconstitutional. Justice Marcus Conan struck down parts of Bill 156, the Security from Trespass and Protecting Food Safety Act, earlier this month after advocacy group Animal Justice, along with an activist and a journalist, launched a charter challenge in 2021. They argued the new law infringed on their freedom of expression because they cannot tell the outside world what was happening inside a farm if they gained access to the property through a false pretense.
The Schmaltz Cup semifinal between Hanover and Clarington has been extremely tight through two games. Barons back at home tonight at the P&H Center for Game 3, with this series tied at one game apiece. Hear this game live for OHA Playoff Hockey on AM920 CKNX and at cknx.ca. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. The GOJHL has made the schedule for the Sutherland Cup final official. St. Mary's Lincoln's on the road for Game 1 against the Listowel Cyclones on Friday night. Broadcast begins on CKNX and at cknx.ca at 7. Puck drop to follow at 7:30. Cyclones looking for their first Sutherland Cup since 2018 for the Lincoln's all the way back to 1976. Stanley Cup playoffs, Toronto Maple Leafs facing elimination against the Boston Bruins in Game 5 at TD Garden at 7. Bruins up 3-1. Austin Matthews is questionable to play for Toronto. And the Blue Jays can move above 500 with a win tonight at home against the Kansas City Royals. Jose Berríos on the mound for Toronto. He'll have the first pitch shortly after 7. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
A mix of sun and cloud today, some scattered showers in some spots. Tonight, clearing skies, a low dropping to 8. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a high hitting 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, a low down to 7. On Thursday, sunshine, a high hitting 19.
CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.